Welcome back to Views from the 50, an NFL podcast where we provide coverage on all things NFL. I'm your co-host, El Jefe, and I'm joined here by my fellow members of the SFN crew. How y'all fellas doing tonight?
Yes, sir. It's almost playoff time. Excited.
Everything's good. Made a three cheese grilled cheese and tomato bisque. We got a immersion blender tonight, so that's very exciting. It's very exciting developments over here on this side. Very happy about
Hey,
that.
Got the good eats going on. Okay, well, we had a before we get into some wild card playoffs, we had some coaches that ended up getting the short end of the stick this season. Arthur Smith from the Falcons got let go. Ron Rivera from the Commanders also got let go. Vrabel got let go as well. How do y'all feel about those three?
Well, as far as Vrabel goes, I don't necessarily know why they decided to let go of Mike Vrabel, because you know he's a coach of the year. You know, the Titans just had a couple unfortunate setbacks, but I don't think they're going to be better off without Mike Vrabel. And if any of these, you know, franchises without a coach are lucky, and if they're smart, they would go after Mike Vrabel, because I think that he would put your team in a position to win. I think he's an excellent coach. Maybe Tennessee didn't get the results that they wanted, but you know, it's like who are you going to replace Mike Vrabel with? So I don't know. I think he was an excellent coach. I don't know how I feel about Tennessee letting him go, but that's that. Pete Carroll, it is what it is. You know, the reports are saying that he's going to be with the Seahawks in some capacity, just not coaching, which is, you know, fine. I don't think the Seattle faithful have forgiven him since he handed the ball off. Refused to hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch. Malcolm Butler gets interception, and you know, Wayne, I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yes, sir.
Patriots win another Super Bowl. Ron Rivera, we knew the time was coming. 5-12 this season, or 4-13. Either way, it was time. There's a new regime in Washington, which, you know, could be a little scary for the rest of the NFC East. At least we're not worried about that until after the season. But I think that the Commanders opening is an attractive opening. They have a solid defense. You know, they did get rid of Montez Sweat and Chase Young, but I think they have a very young team. And if they can get a quarterback over there, they will be a force to reckon with in 2024. I did say that about them this previous season. Obviously, they fell apart. Quarterback really wasn't the answer. But, you know, we'll see if the Commanders can put something together. They have a new regime in place. And I'm sure that the Washington faithful are looking forward to seeing what Washington is going to bring to the table next season. But I think we all knew Ron Rivera was getting fired. He wasn't doing anything for that team. They won a division at 7-9. And that's the best we've seen from them.
Ron
Rivera was definitely out.
Yeah, definitely no shock with Ron Rivera at all. It was bound to happen 2 years ago, to be honest with you. But I don't know. I don't know where they will go from here. I'm hoping it's EB, but I don't even think it's going to be EB. But they got some things to figure out regardless around the entire team and which direction they want to go to. Seattle's a shocker, because I thought Pete had at least one more year in them. They didn't do too bad this year. They just messed up on a couple games, you know, a couple close games, and had a couple injuries that really set them back. But I didn't think that Pete was really ready to go. I feel like the team just, you know, kind of pushed him out of the door. It's understandable. He's 70-plus, like we talked about last week. He and Belichick, of course, you know what I mean? I feel like, you know, eventually they were going to leave within the next 2 years. But those are the type of guys that, I don't know, bring a locker room together, and they know how to coach. So it's kind of hard, of course, to see them both go. And Vrabel's a big, big shocker, that's for sure, because he's been solid for them since he got there. But obviously they want to move in a different direction. I thought he was going to be the Patriots' next head coach, but he's looking elsewhere right now. That's kind of weird. So, yeah, it's been an interesting week after regular season football, for sure. But it's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, and there's one other guy that also got fired, Arthur Smith from the Falcons, man. He's only been there, I think this was the second season. And for me personally, I feel like head coaches deserve 5 years. I believe a 5-year plan. The first couple years, you gotta, change some things up, see what belongs, see what doesn't belong. And then, that third year is when you really get into it. And then by the fourth year, you should definitely be in the playoffs. And that fifth year is, if that fourth year you're in the playoffs, that fifth year is your last year, or you keep them. So for Arthur Smith, I feel like this was too soon, too soon. For Vrabel, I definitely feel bad about. That one was a huge shocker, like y'all said. I was surprised myself when it came across my phone. And same with Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll, man, I mean. To see him leave, to see him step down. I know he's old, but that man, like you said, Wayne, he brings a locker room together. That's gonna be hard to replace. But like Sid was saying, he's still supposed to be in the locker room some way, some shape, some form. So we'll see what happens. That'll be interesting to see, as well. As far as the Commanders, I don't care what anybody says. I just hope they find no success at all. That's my personal opinion, but I saw earlier they attracted one of the 49ers. I think it was one of their assistants to be like their GM or something. So who knows who else they'll bring, and what kind of strategic moves they'll make this offseason. That'll be very interesting. But there is one big head coach that also parted ways with the team. So we had to save the best for last. Bill Belichick, man. I believe he was with the Patriots, what was it, 24 years, 24 seasons? Is that correct, Wayne?
Yes, sir.
24
24
strong
years.
years, man. So shout out to Bill. As much as I despise him and everything he's done for that organization, he's done a lot, and kudos to him. Shout out to him. He deserves everything. He deserves flowers, everything. He's brought them rings, championships, trophies, you name it. He's done it for that organization. But I'm gonna give the floor to Wayne. I'm gonna let him speak for the Patriots, as he is a Patriots fan. So take the floor, Wayne.
First of all, I'm glad y'all can't see my camera right now. Still a little teary-eyed. But but nah, it was a good run for both Tom and Bill. At the end of the day, they did everything for the team. And were true patriots all the way through. The era is done. Everybody's clapping, behind their backs, low-key, and clapping, ahead, because they're happy about this. It's just cool, you know what I mean? But it's a minor setback for a major comeback at the end of the day. Definitely proud of everything that Bill did for us. Took us to 10 Super Bowls, or no, 9 Super Bowls, and we won six of them. So, I mean, you can't be mad at that. Dominated for 3 decades almost. Dude was just consistent in everything that he did. Shoot, even now to the point where we were competitive in almost every game this year, outside of maybe two or three. So, and we were trash on both sides of the ball. So, he was always focused, always, the best at his job. Always have been the best at his job for every year that he's been in the league. So wish him nothing but the best going forward. Hate to see him go. I feel like he's going to go to probably the Chargers and win a championship next year. Who knows? He's going to pull some Brady type of stuff. Who knows? But also happy for the direction that we're going into as well. Got a lot of cap money this offseason. Jerod Mayo, first African American head coach in team history. I absolutely love that. In the racist city that we have, but I absolutely love that. So it's just big time. It's big for us, big for the team. Can't wait to see who we draft at quarterback this draft. Like it's going to be a huge, huge offseason, and I'm very excited for the changes. So kudos to Bill. We'll see what he does going forward. But that man, like I said earlier, is 70 plus. Don't expect him to be around for 5 years. Expect a 1 to 3 year plan. With that guy, he's trying to win and win now, and more likely just get the record and get out. So I wish him the best.
Yeah, I just want to say that you said that, not me, about your city.
Yes, sir.
So, okay, cool. I just needed that
Hey,
out
I know
there.
the hometown well, Doug. I know it
Okay,
too well.
I'm glad you made it out because that I've heard some things in Boston. A lot of people have said some things about Boston, and the memes flew. that they will be saying naysayer please if things don't work out with Gerard Mayo. But I do wish that brother the best of luck.
God damn it. I would love it. Yeah. But
But with that being said, I congratulations to Bill Belichick, a well-tenured career, 6 Super Bowls in 24 years, 25% of the time he was winning. So that's an amazing feat. Granted, he did have the best quarterback ever, but that's neither here nor there because you still have to coach. You still got to coach the ball game. And, I mean, we can't just base it off all on one player, even though he did go to another city and win right after that. But outside of that, I'm sure the AFC East it's quite ecstatic to see Bill Belichick riding off into the sunset. I did hear some rumblings of him somehow finding himself in the NFC East, which I definitely would not want to deal with at all. Some say Philadelphia, somewhere we're saying Washington. I would hate for either one of those teams to acquire Bill Belichick.
You know what's crazy? I
But
also saw a report that said if McCarthy don't get it done, Jerry Jones had a conversation with him
yes, sir.
25 years ago that and he might be our next head coach. So
Bill Belichick is not he's not a
the
yes man.
rumblings are everywhere.
Jerry Jones
No,
only deals with yes men, realistically.
the thing about Bill is he wants mad control over the whole team, and I feel like the only team that will give him control overall would be the Chargers right now, or even the Falcons. But the Falcons, city-wise, I can't see them accepting Bill. So him going to the Cowboys with Jerry Jones being there as two alpha males, it's just not going to work. It'll be cool for y'all, you know what I mean? Obviously, y'all would get over that hump more than likely, but still, it just wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be good for both sides.
I don't know, because that I mean the from what I've been also been told, he's a little older, so he's kind of the game is kind of past him a little bit. Which I get nothing against him, because again, Hall of Fame coach, one of the best coaches we've ever seen in the game, if not the best coach we've ever seen. So, I just want to say kudos and congratulations for a lovely career, Bill Belichick. You smoked my Dallas Cowboys on more than one occasion,
Yes,
and
sir.
not going to say I'm sad to see you go, but it does mean that I am getting older. So there's that side of it. And here we are.
You could have left that one out, man, because that means I'm getting older too, man. But that's neither here nor there, man.
Aging is beautiful,
It's a beautiful thing. You're right about that. But speaking of aging, time is passing and time is moving on, and the playoffs, the wild card round is up, and teams are ready and they are hungry. First game up officially on Saturday will be the Browns and the Texans. And shout out really real quick, shout out to the Texans, man. First year head coach, first year QB, making it to the wild card round. Who would have thought? I mean, who would have thought? Really? A home playoff game, winning the division. Who would have thought? Crazy times we live in. And we got Joe Flacco on the other end of this game. We could see a real shootout. But I'm trying. The Browns got a good defense, so the Browns should. Joe Flacco and the Browns should pull this one out. How y'all feel?
I'm not gonna lie. Joe Flacco, I don't know how many games he needs to play to get the Comeback Player of the Year award, but I mean, geez, he has come out, and the Cleveland Browns look like a genuine threat in the AFC. I was actually talking to a client earlier today. They're huge Baltimore Ravens fans, but they're a little nervous. And if the script writers are indeed who they are, we are going to be seeing Cleveland advance past the Houston Texans and find themselves facing off against the Baltimore Ravens. I think that Jim Schwartz is going to have this defense ready, but for what it's worth, I do like I like CJ Stroud. Even though he's young, he seems very mature. He's definitely going to win Rookie of the Year. I think they're going to be firing on all cylinders, and home field advantage might give them the edge, but I wouldn't count Cleveland out just because, the way Joe Flacco has his offense running, they look pretty good, man. And he's gonna want to get to bed early, so he might get it done early, and then Houston can get his rest and get ready to play Baltimore. But I like Houston.
All right. Wayne, how you feel about the this matchup?
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. Both defenses are really, really good. It really just depends on the quarterback play and how they react to the defense. I'll say for the most part, if Flacco could show up and be the type of quarterback that he's been for the last like 4 or 5 weeks, it should be a pretty easy win for Cleveland. But honestly, with Houston being at home behind the fans, they haven't made the playoffs in a little bit. First time head coach, first time QB, like you said, it's just gonna be exciting for them. I expect them to come out firing. Expect them to try to get some trick plays in there real early, try to throw the defense off. Yeah, man, I don't want to bet against Houston, but I feel like Cleveland probably will still get the job done in the end, due to experience and due to that defense. But anything's possible. It's playoffs now.
Yeah, y'all right. Anything's possible. Hopefully the home crowd can sway the Texans to win this game. I would love to see it, but I do think the Browns will probably win this game. Like he was saying, the script writers are in for Flacco. But there's one other game on Saturday night, man. The Dolphins are traveling to the Chiefs. They matched up earlier this season, but this time it's actually going to be in Kansas City. The Cheetah returns. It's going to be a very, very, very interesting game. It was a touchdown game last time. I don't know if Mahomes has enough here to win this game, but I'm not sold on the Dolphins either. I don't know. Mahomes at home. I got Andy Reid. I might have to go with them. How y'all feel?
Man, shoot, I'm still going with the Chiefs. As much as it's gonna be a tough game. But with them playing in cold weather, they don't win in cold weather. You know, it's bound to happen for them to break the record and finally get the job done. But them under 40 degrees, I think they're like 0-30 or something like that. It's crazy. But they got to figure it out. They got a very talented team, but with a lot of injuries too. So it should be an interesting game, but I think the Chiefs pull it out 24-21 and probably a close game or something like that.
We're talking about this cold. It's gonna be what, negative 30 degrees.
Man.
Tua Tagovailoa is not gonna be able to throw the ball at all. So even though Tyreek may be used to this, it's not boding well. And Miami is gonna be missing Bradley Chubb as well as another one of their pass rushers as well. I think Kansas City has the maturity, and they've been there before. So with the experience, I think Kansas City, especially with that cold, them guys are gonna want to go back to Miami. Sorry, man, you party next season. I think we've seen enough for Miami to know that in a situation where it's going to be really cold, they don't want that. They don't want that situation. Now, I just don't think they have the I don't think they have the experience to beat a Kansas City team like this.
All right. Yeah, it looks like we're all on the same page for that one. It looks like Kansas City, Mahomes, Andy Reid, they should get this job done. But we'll see what happens on Saturday night football. But then there's Sunday night, or I'm sorry, Sunday, just Sunday in general. We got three games slated up. First up, 1 o'clock, we got the Steelers traveling over to Buffalo. Mike Tomlin made the playoffs, keeps his over 500 record or better. But unfortunately, this might be all she wrote for the Steelers season. I don't believe in their quarterback, and Buffalo is clicking at the right time right now. So I think they win this easily, especially being at home. I don't think there's going to be much fight from the Steelers. How y'all feel?
Gonna be a long day for the Steelers. That's all I gotta say. Unfortunately, I mean, I hope Tomlin keeps it close by coaching them up well, but it's gonna be a long day for the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, we're happy that. Well, I know Hefe, you're happy that he was able to break 500 again. I know that's the Super Bowl for the Steelers, at least nowadays. So good for them. But now Buffalo's the real deal right now. I don't think anybody wants to deal with Buffalo. So Buffalo should win this game with ease.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I am definitely happy he at least kept that record, cuz yeah, this weekend is not going to be pretty for them. But like Wayne said, hopefully he can keep it close. But yeah, then there's a 4:30 game right in the middle of the day. You got the Packers traveling over to Dallas, and you already know how I feel about this. Dak going light up the field. CeeDee Lamb going for another 100 again. Hopefully Pollard gets something done on the ground because I still don't believe in that guy. But that's neither here nor there. I need to see Parsons with at least 2 sacks in this game. So that's and yeah, that's how I'm rolling. How you feel?
Wayne, I'll let you start.
About your Cowboys, huh? It should be a great game, I think, honestly. Obviously, it's going to be a revenge game, as you said last week, Sid. You know what I mean? I get it. You know, the revenge tour should be on this year, but I'm rooting for J Love at the end of the day, hoping that he can make some sort of noise because it's a big game in Dallas. You know what I mean? Playoff atmosphere. It's his first full year as a starter. I'm rooting for him to kind of get the job done and to prove that he's their franchise Q all the way. He's still got doubters, so and so. But obviously, I still feel like the Cowboys are going to win this game. They're undefeated at home. Should be like 34-17 or something like that. So it should be a dominating win, but I just hope that the Packers at least show up and don't and make it some sort of game.
Yeah, brother. Hey man, I understand you want J Love as I didn't know that was his nickname. That's fine.
They love.
Yeah, I hope there's no love lost for him in Dallas. I just want to say that he's inheriting a long-standing beef that stems from Aaron Rodgers' days in Dallas. So I do think that the Cowboys need to come out no nonsense. We understand the circumstances. I'm hoping that the Cowboys are looking at film. A lot of people are seeing that Jordan Love, if you give him a little bit of time in the backfield, you don't rush forward. I mean, you rush forward, don't blitz him. But you can speed up his clock, his internal clock, and make him get the ball out a little bit earlier than he wants to without blitzing. So you drop seven in coverage. He may not necessarily make mistakes, but he doesn't, complete passes. If we can disturb him for a second down, I think the Cowboys be in good form. I think the Cowboys on their first two drives have to come out and mean business. There's no three and outs, can't have any of that. The Cowboys really have to show that this is a new team. This is a new year. No lack of no indolence from the Cowboys. We can't come out lazy, can't come out lackadaisical like we do in big games. That's always been a thing of the Cowboys of the past. This is supposed to be a new year, new era. Dak Prescott, you made all pro second team. Beautiful. Micah Parsons, all pro second team. Deron Bland, all pro first team. CeeDee Lamb, all pro first team. But now you guys have to go out there and show why you are all pro first team, all pro second team. You got to show it. Jaire Alexander and his coach apparently are not getting along. I don't know what's going on. He didn't practice. I hope Christian Watson does not come back this week. There were some clips, going around the internet of him torching us, but that we have a different secondary. That's not. He won't be lining up. Anthony Brown will not be lining up this week. It'll be Gilly Mack and Deron Bland. Jordan Lewis will be out there in the nickel. Donovan Wilson should be out there doing what he needs to do. I hope J'Ron Curse decides to wake up. Micah Parsons, I know you didn't really care too much about the NFL Players Association's ARPO listing, but you said something on the internet. Hey man, I get it, bro. I get it. Everybody wants to talk online. Shit, we're talking right now online. Sure, I get it. But hey, brother, it's the playoffs. Okay. But we understand what you said about Dan Quinn. Call him if he potentially leaves, he might take you with us. We don't need to hear any of that. We're here to play football. We're here to let's make a run. Let's make a run, guys. Let's start with Green Bay, exercise some demons in Dallas, do what needs to be done, and then we can move on to the next week. But right now, we got to focus on Green Bay. I know Wayne, I'm sure. We love to see a brother getting off in Green Bay and Wisconsin doing his thing, but not this
Absolutely.
week. Not this Sunday.
Absolutely.
I'm all in support of black quarterbacks, 1,000%. But the one black quarterback that I'm supporting this Sunday specifically, Rain Dakota Prescott. That's the black quarterback that I would be supporting this week. Sorry, Jordan Love. I apologize.
No love for J Love.
Don't even call him that. There's no love for that guy. There's no love for that guy. No love for that
Oh
guy.
man.
Not this. Not this week. Not this week. Not this week.
Just not this week. I get it, man. I get it. The rivalry is real between the Packers and the Cowboys, and we gotta take them out this time. It's time. It's our time, and we gotta prove it. But then there was Sunday Night Football, where the Rams traveled to Detroit, and we could see the upset right here of the day when the Rams take out the Lions.
I'm hoping that we can see a little bit of Stafford magic in Detroit. I don't know if the rumors are true, but they're stating that there was a you're not allowed to wear the Detroit Matthew Stafford jersey. I'm pretty sure that was a joke, but if that's the case, hey, add more fuel to the fire, because Stafford, I feel like he lives for that kind of stuff. The Rams are healthy at the right time. They got the Kyron Williams kid. Kyron Williams, he's gonna be running through Detroit. I think Detroit's defense is solid, but Matthew Stafford knows what it takes to win. He's getting a slew of his weapons back, or he has a slew of his weapons back, and Aaron Donald is back. So Detroit, I think, is gonna have a rough time. However, Jared Goff is also going to the Super Bowl, so it's not like he doesn't know how to win. And Detroit's probably hungry, given the way their season ended, the game before, the controversial finish in Dallas kind of knocked them out of the second place finish and guaranteeing home field advantage for at least two games. So I think they have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, not only the chip that comes with Dan Campbell. So I think we're going to see a high octane game of football. It's going to be a lot of running. It's going to be a lot of handing the ball off. It's going to be a physical game up front with the big uglies. I love a game with the big uglies are involved. So I think we're going to see a lot of big, ugly action, offensive lines, defensive lines getting active. But ultimately, I am siding with the Los Angeles Rams. I think Matthew Stafford coming home is going to be very exciting, and I think he's going to have something to prove. I hope that, I'm not going to say it again, but, we're just going to play playoffs. I don't want to jinx anything, but, I'm just looking at some things. And if things work out the way I like, things will be looking good, but we just need some things to work. I need Dallas to win, and I need the Rams to win. So let's go. Let's go, Los Angeles.
Yeah, I feel you on that. That's low key where I'm going to as well. With Stafford and the Lions, I'm just my bad, throwing it back.
See?
Stafford and the Rams, but he is going back home. He is going to, play against the team that drafted him. I feel like just McVay overall, he's going to scheme up some really nice for them to be able to win the game. No matter how good Detroit's been playing, I still feel like Goff's gonna find a way to cough up the ball somehow. I just don't have faith in that guy. No matter how good he plays, I just don't have too much faith in him. He's kind of iffy and real inconsistent. So I feel like the Rams got it. It'll be a close game, but Rams should take care of business and handle what they need to.
Yeah, I do like the Rams in this one as well. I think my man said he got a vision map of everything. If everything aligns perfectly, he'll be one happy guy.
Just need some things, man. Just need a couple things.
Oh man. All right. Well, after that Sunday action, they give us a game on Monday night, where the Eagles traveled to the Buccaneers, Tampa. And honestly, this is where I can see a real upset happening right here. The Bake, I think, might take out Philly. I think it can happen. How y'all feel?
It's a possibility. I mean, both teams really came into the playoffs kind of cold, though. Even though the Bucs made a little run to get in, but they both came in real inconsistent and real sloppy. It's gonna be a close game, man. Philly has a lot of people out right now, a lot of key players out, and AJ Brown is being a diva. So, it's gonna be interesting. It's a game that Philly can lose, but it's a game also that I can see them winning by like 3 points, in a close one. But I don't know. I just can't see the Bucks getting it done, in my opinion. feel like Philly just they have too much depth to let that happen. But round two, I think Philly's gone. Round one, I don't know. I don't see it yet.
I know they were saying Jalen Hurts hasn't thrown the ball, you know, due to his finger. AJ Brown having some knee issues. I'm pretty sure Devontae Smith is also questionable, if not out, with the ankle sprain. Philadelphia is in trouble. They lost four of their last five going into the playoffs. They barely were able to beat a New York Giants football team. Cardinals aren't bad. We lost to them early in the season, so we understand that the Cardinals are not a bad football team. But the New York Giants in the last game of the season blew the Philadelphia Eagles out. And again, you know, Jalen Hurts dislocated his finger. AJ Brown goes out with a knee injury. Philadelphia is searching for answers right now. Nick Sirianni, I believe they said they're 2-5 since he, you know, since his antics in Kansas City. In some retrospects, I think he does the team more harm than good. With, you know, his personality and things of that nature. Even though we understand that the city of Philadelphia can be a bit braggadocious at times, you know, the coach has kind of held himself in, you know, a more reserved fashion. At least we saw a little bit with Dougie P or Doug Peterson. He was a little bit more reserved. Andy Reid was a bit more reserved. Nick Sirianni kind of likes to be the star of the show. And you can see it kind of reflecting with guys like AJ Brown, who's, you know, a bit of a diva. Looking very TOS, had an amazing first season with Philadelphia Eagles. I'd say he didn't have his second, the beginning of his second season was superb. But then all of a sudden, you know, things started to get out of hand. And I think we were on here earlier this season, you know, talking about AJ Brown complaining mid-game and the cameraman seeing him. If I didn't say it here, I definitely was saying it off air, like, hey, you gotta watch that guy because those sort of antics, you know, they're winning ball games, but he's complaining on the sideline, cussing out Jalen Hurts. And then, you know, when the cameras see it, you know, they got to cool him down on the sideline. Then he come back from commercial break and he's, you know, a little bit more peaceful and cordial with Jalen. It's like, no, we see that. We see that behavior. It's problematic. You know, if you could get away with it, I'm sure you would sock him like Draymond Green, but, you know, you can't do that. It's your teammate. But, you know, the way you were yelling at him, it was like he was Jordan Poole when you were Draymond Green. So, I think there's a little bit of they're not on the same accord in Philadelphia. And I say that to say that I do think they probably will beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But that is the other, you know, to FA's point, I think that is the other upset watch for this week. Tampa Bay may upset this Philadelphia team just because I think the Bucs believe in Baker Mayfield right now. They're playing a good brand of football. They're getting it done. They won four out of the last five. Playing good football. You can't be upset about that.
Mike Evans is hungry.
Well, you know, get it done. Get it done, Mike. Do what you gotta do. Hey man, those quarterbacks, we understand. It's dog food over there. We understand. It's dog food over there. Nothing, no disrespect to those guys in that Philadelphia secondary, but it's dog food over there. Everybody's seen it. Everybody knows what's going on. It's dog food. So you line up. Little deep post. Look at number 32 over there. Reed Blankenship. Just look at him. Just look at him. Hey Baker, look at that guy's direction. He's lined up with Bradbury. Just give me a hot route. Give me a little hot route. Give me a little the audible at the line, dude. Fix it up, man. Set it up. See what's going on. You have to make them play. Make those cornerbacks play, man. They're not going to deal with Mike Evans. Not for 60 minutes.
Yeah, we'll see what happens on Monday night. But until then, man, y'all can catch us next week. Make sure to follow us on IG at Views from the Dot 50, YouTube Views from the 50 podcast, Spotify and Google Views from the 50. Until next week, we'll see y'all.
Yes, sir.